You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate yourself as a neighbor?
As a neighbor, I'd say I'm like a 6 or 7. Can I do decimal points? 7.8.
That's very specific. What makes you a 7.8?
I'm not going to watch your pets. You know, I'll tell you if they got out of the yard. But, you know, people go out of town and they're like, oh, can you watch my pet? No, I'm not going to watch your pet.
Has anyone ever asked you
to watch your pet? Yes, people have asked me to.
And like, neighbors have asked you to watch their... I find that hard to believe.
Not neighbors, but, you know, I'm just not that kind of neighbor.
I'm a 10 because I mind my
damn... You're a 10?
Yes, because I mind my damn business.
I want you to name 5 neighbors off the top of your head.
I don't need to. They appreciate that I mind my fucking business.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? I'm Nikki Trends.
And I'm Manny Oso.
Did you forget who you were for a second?
I did for a second.
And you're listening to Bubble Bath Stories, your favorite 15-minute podcast. Let's just get to it. We love an unhinged moment.
Yeah, well, definitely. Because, you know, lately I've been hearing a lot of people really talk about that Nextdoor app. Mm-hmm. And recently there was this thread that was going through. Mm-hmm. Because this lady put up a post talking about how she thinks there should be a dress code in the neighborhood. Yeah. So if you don't know about it, Nextdoor is this app of, it's a local social media. It's like a hyper local social media where you are talking directly to the people that are next door to you, right? Maybe like a couple blocks away is like usually the furthest.
Oh, really? So you can't look at other neighborhoods?
You can, depending on how open they make the post. And some people make it like all of Williamsburg. And so people make it just like this one little neighborhood.
Gotcha. You know? Okay.
And so when you put posts up, the idea behind the app was always like to be a helpful community bulletin board.
Yes, I remember that.
And people have just like pirated it to use it for like the worst, like the most obscene complaints.
Yes.
Like just obnoxious stuff too. Like things that they know that if they were to call the cops about this, they're going to get a ticket for misuse of public
resources.
Yeah.
Oh, so like you read me one of them.
Yeah.
It was so funny because the lady was getting cooked in the, you know, I love your comment.
Well, yeah.
She was getting cooked in the comment section. And one person I remember was like, oh, took time out of their day to insult her about posting this on Nextdoor.
Yeah.
And then was pissed off that he felt like he had to waste time about commenting about this. I was dying of laughter.
Okay, so I got to read you the post that we're talking about. The one.
Yeah, the dress code one, right?
Well, we can start with the dress code.
Yes,
we gotta
I have
we
questions.
Gotta get to all these. Yeah, definitely. Okay. But just to start off, like the whole thing with Nextdoor. Is that people have done their own research already to see how people have been using it, because even the CEO has been like up to her wits about it, about making sure that it gets used in the right way.
And, up to her wits.
In San Antonio, they did an article and they said that, so one of the biggest problems in a lot of neighborhoods that they can actually make records of is the traffic and construction. But they're saying that on Nextdoor, the only thing people complain about are dogs barking, loose cats, and just regular noise complaints. It has nothing to do with that. Oh, and people watching each other on cameras.
Well, the watching each other on cameras. Well, that's being nosy, I guess.
Yeah, right.
So that's something to complain about.
It's just thought of being used as an excessively in the wrong way.
It's almost like, you know, when you see people put very like specific things on Facebook, and you're like, who the hell are you talking to?
Yeah.
But like, this is worse because you know if it's your dog barking.
When it's a picture, when they post a picture, forget about it. You're like, oh my God, I've seen this person walking around. On Nextdoor, here's a screen. This is a screenshot of one of the information, right? Neighborhood dress code. Has anyone ever thought about the positive impact on property value that enforcing a neighborhood dress code might have? I'd feel more comfortable if I knew what to expect to see when I went out every day. I imagine that I could make our values skyrocket over the next 12 to 19 months. 12 to 19.
That's very
happy to get a Zoom call together for the for anyone interested in pursuing this with me. Let me hear from you.
Okay, how does one sanction a dress code in a neighborhood?
So this lady is, I mean, I guess she wants the property values to go up. I wonder how many people are renting.
I don't know. That feels a little offensive.
Very. I mean, this one, when it came out, people were really going in. One lady said, if anyone knows this person, go shame them for me. Beth Martin says, I feel more comfortable. So to the I feel more comfortable thing, she says, maybe this just stay at home, have such a serious psychological issue that you can't bear to see other people's unexpected clothing choices.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
New advancements in increasing property values. So it's like, this is the kind of stuff that people put in, right? Here's another one.
What the fuck? That is in this neighborhood?
No. These are random neighborhoods that I found right here.
Oh, okay.
Here's one right here. This one was funny. Weird printing was the subject line, right?
Weird printing?
This is not quite a suspicious incident. I just now heard my printer running mysteriously by itself, and it turned out to be printing unstoppably mini sheets of erotica,
i.e. like someone's book or something?
I.e. soft porn. Looks like it is aimed at males. I am an older woman living alone, so I can't just dump it. But it would be pretty bad if this came into the house with children. I don't seem to be able to interrupt the printing.
Like if someone logged into her Wi-Fi, maybe?
To add insult to injury, of course it is using a lot of ink to print these images.
That's expensive.
Has anyone else had this happen? And do you know who to report it to?
Okay, so can I tell you something? I read that completely wrong because at first I must have just like kind of glanced through it because
somebody has hacked this lady's Wi-Fi on her printer and is printing erotic porn.
But how are they going to get their book?
I don't know if they're targeting her
or if they forgot that they're on her Wi-Fi.
I mean, have you ever like looked for a Wi-Fi signal like in an office and you see funny Wi-Fi signals? Like I saw one, it was titled "Hands Off My Wi-Fi."
But like
maybe they're targeting the wrong Wi-Fi and they're like, "Yo, why won't my printer print?"
Oh, that is true. My suggestion would be to change your Wi-Fi password and your Wi-Fi name.
Yeah. Right.
Also, read the book. See if you got notes, you know?
I mean, you know what? The lady should read it, post it back up on a bulletin board in her apartment.
With her notes.
And you know, my notes to whoever wrote this.
Yeah. What if, like, you know, the artist in the making, I don't know, erotica.
Okay, so here's one that was in our neighborhood.
Okay, our neighborhood.
This one was in our neighborhood, right? And this lady was just looking for a good, cheap cleaning service.
Okay, we've been there.
I used a cleaning service I found on Nextdoor, and I asked them to clean my living room, dining room, and kitchen.
Yes.
Only.
Me too.
We agreed to $60 for 2 hours.
That happened to us.
I moved basically everything out of the areas to be clean so that they weren't obstructed.
You did that.
Did a basic clean before they came.
We did do that.
I am very upset and disappointed in the lazy work that they did.
We were not happy.
And Rosa wanted to complain about the money I gave her when I pointed out
that didn't happen.
What wasn't done.
We didn't do that.
Are you supposed to point things out?
I mean, yeah, if you're paying for it.
This is my message to her.
Oh!
Rosa, I'm not happy with the work that you did.
We didn't do that.
I still see dust on my ceilings. My walls were not cleaned in my dining area.
That is true.
You didn't move anything off the refrigerator.
Did it?
Or on the counter above the sink.
I think she did that.
You didn't dust the things on my microwave stand.
I don't think she took that stuff out.
And you left early.
I don't know when she left.
I will definitely put this on Nextdoor, which has been done. I want the majority of things, and you couldn't and clean or dust everything in the two rooms that you did? Question mark, question mark. I'm upset, and I'm not using your services again. Well, that's a given. I could have done better, and it was two of you.
Ooh, there was only one.
Rosa, who was your assistant?
Also, we learned that if someone says $60 for 2 hours, they're not doing a deep clean. They're not cleaning your walls.
I think
they're not going to do anything.
We realize there are two types of house cleaners. There's house cleaners who come in, and you got to pay them like $300 just to clean your oven.
We didn't get a
deal. That's just the oven. Oh, you want all the rooms clean? What this lady hired was somebody who just comes in and cleans up after a frat boy who parties, has to go to the office on Mondays.
Yeah, but like,
you shouldn't have done no pre-cleaning. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
But also $60 for 2 hours for two people.
Isn't a lot of money.
That's
you gotta steal, lady. Like,
what did you, I mean, your friends didn't tell you, who pointed you to this person?
I don't think she should have blasted Rosa like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, she must be brave. Rosa probably doesn't live in the neighborhood. That's why she put that on next door.
This person who did comment on her said, everyone looking to make a quick buck. If I pay for cleaning, I expected cleaning thoroughly. I'm awaiting her rebuttal.
Oh, that's the original poster?
No, this is a person waiting for Rosa to reply. But they didn't tag Rosa.
Because they scared. Rosa must not live in that neighborhood.
Here we got another one. This one also in our neighborhood somewhere. This is an alert based on my personal observations. Hold on to your beverage. I was at Wendy's on Queens Boulevard around 5:30 p.m. when a patron placed her drink with a straw down for a second, and a young man in his 20s picked it up and began to drink it. I did not see what she was doing when she placed her drink down, only saw the guy drinking it. I thought they were together until I saw and heard her immediately say something to him. He gave it back, stating he just took a sip and left. She reported the incident to staff and was given another beverage.
Okay, so it sounds like the problem was solved.
Definitely. But the comments afterwards were crazy. One guy says, really? It's a waste of time. She was compensated fairly and no one was hurt.
Yeah, it was very anti-climatic.
Was this really worth the time spent reading it?
That's the guy I was talking about. He was pissed the hell off.
One guy just said, what a silly post. And then she replied back to the person. From the look on her face, shock, disgust, etc., I thought it was worth sharing. Hope it never happens to you or anyone you know.
Well, in all fairness, me too, I guess. Yeah, like, I hope that doesn't happen.
No,
it was just very anticlimactic.
I gotta say, it's not an unhelpful post. I'm probably gonna watch that Wendy's if I ever go to it. You know, just maybe not put my drink down there.
Yeah, you're gonna be more protective of your drinks.
A lot of the people, if you keep reading the thread, they were getting into this whole like roofie situation. But I feel like that detracts from the story. The story had nothing to do with the roofie. The guy was just drinking a free drink.
He was thirsty. He saw an opportunity. He took said opportunity and got caught.
Yeah.
Are you saying that people are saying that she could have been roofie?
They're detracting the story into a roofie story. But
that's not the story.
And there's some other people that are like just trying to say, well, it's just, you know, teenagers will be teenagers. And I'm over here thinking like there's nothing on here that says it was a teenager.
They're
was
hoping. 20s. They're
That is not a teenager. That is a man. Oh,
it's so ridiculous. They were really hoping it was a kid that did it.
Let me read you another one. This one's really funny. Hi neighbors, I'm wondering if you and your neighborhood is as fortunate as me and mine. We are so blessed here to experience the work of what seems to be an abundant number of genius dog sidewalk artists. The sheer variety and creativity of their work appears in all shapes and colors, mostly in brown and beige. If one is lucky, scents.
Beige?
Because the poop. Their owners seem to be very supportive of their expressions, and as evidenced by aforementioned abundance and variety of creations I encounter daily don't interfere with the artistic process. Kudos to them for allowing our sidewalks to shine with absolute revolutionary sculptures.
I disappeared.
Let me tell you, this time of year offers flower blooms. I tend to prefer the tulips, which allows us to stop and reflect on the wonder and beauty of nature. If only a few moments on the way to the bodega.
But this these petty as
artworks well. In a similar fashion make me feel so fortunate to be where I am. To boot, these April showers bring not only tulips, but transform these dog sculptures into glorious imaginative diarrhea abstract paintings that cannot be ignored by the casual observer. Long story short, just was curious if you appreciate these artists and patrons as much as I do.
Can I be honest? That was very winded as well as passive aggressive.
Yeah. I do gotta say that the funny thing about that is that there are a lot of complaints on Nextdoor that have to do with dogs.
Oh, pooping. Hello. Remember when someone literally put shit on top of our garbage can top?
And just left it there.
Left it there? Yes. Yeah.
One person did. I was trying to find the post, but one person did say that they woke up, they came out the door, and it was just there on their stoop. But this guy...
That is an enemy who did that.
But this guy was trying to figure out if it was human or animal.
Not human.
Because everybody was like, do you have a problem with one of your neighbors?
I mean, yes. That feels very vengeful.
That's a vengeful thing. Yeah.
Like, that doesn't feel like an accident. Like, that feels very on purpose.
That's not something a dog would do like that. Maybe. I don't know. But I don't
think he got beef with someone. That is definitely a beef situation.
That's a beef situation, right?
Do you think anybody's talked about us on Nextdoor?
Probably. They probably say that guy with the cool straw hat walks around. I can't wait to get a hat like that because, you know, and the sun is beaten. I don't know what they say about you.
Do you guys use Nextdoor? Are you guilty?
I want to know, definitely. And have you read any crazy stories on there?
Yo, please share with us. If you see it, screenshot it, send it to us. We love reading.
Yeah.
Love it. Because
we can't read it because we're not in your neighborhood.
We're not in your neighborhood.
Check it out.
Send us funny ones. Anyway, guys, thank you, by the way, for bearing with us as we try a different look. I don't know what it's going to be like next week. We're full of surprises.
We're flipping through multiverses over here.
Anyway, if you guys want to know where we're up to, you can hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube at Bubble Bath Stories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This.
And you can follow me at Nikki Trends on IG. And if you're looking for some cool merchandise, you can go to our website, bubblebathstories.co. And we are having a huge Everything Must Go sale.
All of it.
Todo.
Warehouse clearance.
So be sure to go onto our website to find out more. And if you just want to give us a compliment, you can hit us up at bubblebathstories@gmail.com. Until next time.
Bye.